This is a property that contains winter and calving areas for elk, antelope, and deer. It has about 5.6 miles of stream and associated riparian habitat. And then also, one of the selling features of this one is it provides access to several thousand acres of adjoining BLM ground, as well as access to the Sleeping Giant, which is a landmark in Mount Helena that is real popular with hikers. At this point, we're just seeking endorsement to proceed. It's a project that the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Trust has expressed interest in. And we've been in some really early discussions with BLM about potential for, you know, is it a BLM property or an FWP property, and other potential iterations of that kind of thing. So with this, we're asking you to endorse proceeding. All of the different things that are being discussed are potential options that we want to make sure are available. So your endorsement gives us the green light to start looking at those options. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I know we've got a couple of people here to interested in talking about it as well.
Great. Do you have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the commission endorse the proposal to negotiate acquisition of the Sleeping Giant Ranch and complete associated analysis.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. I'm just going to jump right to public comment, and then if the commission has comment on the way back, is that right? Cool. So any comment from the public on Sleeping Giant? Sure. Come forward, say your name and who you're with, if anybody.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Jay Erickson. I represent, I'm the chair of the Montana Fish and Wildlife Conservation Trust, of the Citizens Advisory Board. That trust was created by federal law around 2000. And what that does is it accumulates the money of the sale of public land along Canyon Ferry Lake, puts it into a trust. The trust is required to have a corpus of $14 million. We currently have a balance of about $24 million. And we have been purchasing land and transferring it to public agencies primarily since 2000. I've been on the board since 2003. Mitch King is here from the Montana Outdoor Legacy Foundation. He's probably going to talk as well. His organization is the trustee. And so my job and the Citizens Advisory Board are to identify projects and to bring them forward for the joint board review. Part of that is to see if partners, like, as mentioned, BLM, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, in this case, are interested in partnering. So, we are moving forward. We have a willing seller, and we have the funds to purchase it, and we're going to work with FWP and their funds. Probably going to bring in some other partners for money as well. But if we were to fail with those other partners, we have the resources to do it with FWP. And I would just say that this particular piece of property, I grew up in Northwest Montana, but I've lived in Helena my adult life. And people look at the Sleeping Giant and would really like to have access to its iconic view, but it's basically been shut off from access for about the last 25 years. When I first moved to town, I was able to get permission to hike up there, but landowners got tired of people like me knocking on their door, and so that's done. So this is a really great opportunity. There's other competing private buyers that would like to come in and get this. So that's why we're at the point where we're saying we're ready to take it ourselves and figure out the partners later. So if you have any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Erickson? Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for all your good work.
Mr.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Mitch King. I'm the Executive Director for Montana's Outdoor Legacy Foundation. As Jay mentioned, we are the trust manager for the Montana Fish Wildlife Conservation Trust and the funding that's there. The Sleeping Giant Ranch has been on the radar screen of all of the entities involved in the Montana Fish Wildlife Conservation Trust for some time. The access is extremely important. It's pretty hard to get up on the Sleeping Giant without something on this end of on the southern end of the Giant for public access, and this will solve that problem. And your all's approval now to allow this to move forward, I think, sort of sets the stage for a lot of conversation on exactly how to fund it, how to get the right partnership, the right land management capabilities involved to sort of figure it out as we move ahead. I think it's an extremely important project. As Jay mentioned, it's so close to Helena, and yet so far for all of the folks there to try to get up on that property and enjoy that BLM wilderness area up there. So I fully support you all moving forward with this, and we'll come up with a way to put the money together. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. King. Further public comment here in Missoula. Comment from the commission. I'm going to just take a minute, and please, and I apologize for the indulgence, but I've known Mr. Erickson a long time and want to recognize he just retired from Montana Land Reliance after a long and distinguished career there. And along with his work with Land Reliance, he's been on, an almost unmeasurable amount of other boards and citizen advisory committees, all based in conservation. And so when you drive around Montana and you see open spaces and you see opportunity for access, there's a very good chance that Jay Erickson had his hands in that somehow. And so we appreciate all of that and, of course, appreciate you being here today. So I'm going to embarrass him, but if we could each give him just a little round. You a great debt, and so thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Any other comment? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
We have a motion to do yet.
No, we took a motion.
Did we?
Motion to. Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.